you mentioned a couple of times that we get our own, like, Gokul and our own Radha and Krishna. Does that mean none of our relationships here will last past our death?
See, what's the last part?
None of our relationships here with other devotees will go beyond our physical death?
Hard to say. Because the nature of the spiritual world, there's no boundaries, there's no limitation. You know, just like Star Trek, a guy comes out of the wall, you know, he just walks through walls. There's no, you know, materialize, time machines and all, time and space and all. So you're in a spiritual world with all your gurus and your parivar and your own set of eternal associates, Radha Krishna, Manjari, Sakis, everybody, your own spiritual world. And there's somebody from Vaishnava parivar or Gadara parivar, they're your friends, you want to meet them. There must be some intergalactic travel from one part of our spiritual world to another part of our spiritual world. It must be like that. It's like we're on this planet, we're trying to go to Mars and the moon. So we're on our own spiritual planet, so we go here and there. Sea yogis can stay in a cave in Hardwar and do astral travel in the soul body. The Ava stays in the body in the cave, and the Lingasura, I guess it's called. Lingasura travels, the mind travels, mind travel. So it must be some, because the souls are everywhere, they're all pervading. So the spiritual world is all pervading. So you can travel anywhere you want to go. Go to a party, and get out of a part of our spiritual world, go to a party, wait a minute. Why not? That's my understanding of it.